I'll be looking at a new start. Obviously, at the moment, it's getting close to the beginning of a new term. So there's lots of things to be thinking about in terms of new starts, new changes, big changes, small changes sometimes, and all the things that actually we're looking and seeking to do both in our personal lives and maybe also in our church lives as well, and what changes might be coming and how we might approach them as we seek to go onwards in the process of discerning the vision that we believe God has and we have for Godston Baptist Church. So it's going to be a service with a few bits going on. While we're singing our first couple of hymns, you might like to have a look at some of the things that are written on our big blackboard there. Children, if you want to go up and have a read of them, please go and have a read of them. And same for adults as well. While we're singing, that'd be absolutely fine. Don't write or rub anything off the board yet, because we're going to do both those things a bit later. But as we begin our worship today, we might want to think about how we praise God, both in our singing and in our lives. And we're going to do that by singing Matt Redman's 10,000 Reasons. Let's stand and we'll sing together.
We catch you, Lynn. Shall I start?
we come to you and we might say that maybe today's a day for a new start in our relationship with you. Or maybe today is a day where we begin to think about what a new start might look like for us and how we might come to have that through the offer of new life that you extend to us through salvation in Jesus Christ. Lord, will you help us to see that broken lives can be made new? And Lord, that doesn't necessarily mean that all our troubles are going to instantly disappear. And Lord, I think that you're there even in the darkness, in the times of brokenness. Sometimes you're especially obvious there, and sometimes we don't see that until we have been made new, or some parts of us are remade. Lord, will you help us to keep looking for you? And Lord, we long to see you. Help us to see the changes, and help us to praise you for the changes we see. In Jesus' name, amen. Would you like to sit down if you've been standing? Death is a big change, isn't it? I'm sorry to kind of start with that as a thought. And I know that for some of you, actually, it might be quite a sensitive issue. But actually, at the moment, what I've put there is something that we did at the fete. And I painted those two boards and put some chalks up, and we managed to find a dry space underneath the tent. And I just invited anybody who was passing to come and write something on the board. And I said to them, it can be a big thing, it can be a small thing, something you'd like to do before you die. Some people wrote down things that actually you could really resonate with. And some things, Andrew's got a video to show us now, and some things were a little bit less obvious as to why you might want to do them. But let's have a look at this video here and see what we might learn.
The swimming pigs.
Oh, go get it.
The world's a crazy place.
Did you know you can swim with pigs in the Bahamas? There you go. Isn't that crazy? And I had a lovely conversation with a young girl of about 12 or 13 who wrote on the board, before I die, I want to swim with a pig. And I was like, you want to do what? And then she told me all about it. So I went out and I looked out the video and found it. So there we go. And you can do that. You can go and swim with some pigs. But it's crazy, isn't it? There's lots of different things. And you would get very wet if you swam with a pig. We got really wet at the fete. We got really, really wet. It was. I've spoken to David and I've spoken to other people, and everybody agrees there's never been a fete like it for the weather. It was torrential all day. We had far fewer people than we would normally get, and yet I would say we had more people than we expected. And we, although by a long way, didn't manage to raise as much money as we normally do for the fete committee. Actually, we still made £150 after we'd taken out the kind of expenses and whatnot, and they were very pleased to be able to receive that. So it was a wet day, and I want to say a massive thank you to everybody who helped. Everybody who was there on the day, everybody who stayed to the end and packed up, everybody who got there early, everybody who did anything during the day, if you made a cake, if you prayed for us, if you came along, I just want to say a massive thank you to all of you. And of course to Amanda, who does a lot of the organisation and kind of administrative part of that. So can we just give everybody a round of applause, a big thank you for your help with the cake. It was a horribly wet day. I had some other good conversations with people as I did this. One of the ones at the bottom, I just draw your attention to, I'm going to rub this all off in a minute. This is why I'm talking about it hurriedly now, because I want to make sure you see a few things on it. Bottom right, somebody has just about written, you can see where the rain has started to run it now. I would like to bury all my friends before I die. And she said, as she wrote it on, it sounds a bit morbid, doesn't it? And I was like, do you know what? Morbid's fine. You write whatever you want on our board. I said, no holds barred to anyone. They could write whatever they like. And that's what she wrote. And I said, do you know what? That is a bit morbid. Why have you written that? And she said, because if I bury all my friends before I die, they're going to be in heaven when I get there. So, and you could kind of, all of a sudden, it put a completely different light on it, didn't it? And that was quite nice, okay? So, lots of other good things on there. I was just thinking one of the other things that, people want to go go-kart racing, want to sing in front of a large audience. What did you say? Go on, which one did you pick? Want Palace to Survive All, yes, okay? That was another one.
And that wasn't me.
And that wasn't Julian. And all kinds of good aspirational stuff. And it was a lovely opportunity to sat and chat with people. And somebody, I met a couple of people who you could see them. They clearly knew what they wanted to write. They didn't tell anyone. They knew what they wanted to write, but they couldn't do it. It was like putting it down in paper, putting it down in writing was too much, made it too real. And for other people, it was a little bit of a galvanising thing. I spoke to a lovely couple expecting their first baby in 2 months' time, and they said before they die they want to say hello to their baby. And my heart melted. So, and then there are more simple things. Somebody wanted to make sure they did lose another tooth, and that was somebody who was aged about 5. So, and they lost one already, and they wanted to lose another one. And somebody else who wanted to stroke a puppy dog before they died. And we said, we can probably fix that for you today here at the Fete. So it was lovely. It was a good way to meet, talk to people, get to know the community and say, we're not that unfriendly. We just want to build relationships with you. So in a minute, when we sing our next two songs, what I want us to do is I'm going to get the young people to come and help me with here. I've got some damp cloths here, and I'm going to come up to the board, and we'll do it together. I want us to rub all that off, and then I'm going to write Before I Die on one of the blackboards, and you can write your own thing on there. While we're singing, invite everybody up who would like to come up and just draw on there. You can write something you'd like to do before you die. It might be something aspirational. It might be something big. It might be something little. It might be something personal. It might be something about the world. Anything like that. And we're going to do that while we sing the next two songs. And we're going to sing In Christ Alone, and then we're going to sing Oh Happy Days. So if you'd like to come and help me rub it off, great. And then I'll be waving a box of chalks around and see if anyone would like to come and help me rub it off. Thank you very much, Joe. Okay, let's go up there. few more. I'm going to catch up with the people who've written something on there in a minute, and we'll find out a bit more about what they're writing, because they're still going. Would you like to sit back down for me, please? You'll have seen on your bulletin that musicians, you might want to sit down, I think, for a bit. This might be a slightly longer section before we sing again. You might have seen in your bulletin, top left-hand corner here, there's a little box that says, Godston Baptist Church sermons are now available online. This is something that has been asked for quite a while, that we can get. Can we get every single sermon uploaded as they happen? So it's always there each Sunday. And it's something I've been saying for a long time. Oh, yes, I'll do that. I will do that. It's quite tricky, blah, 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 blah. Managed to get it operating now. It's been operating for about 4 or 5 weeks, maybe a bit longer than that, actually. And I've gone back a little way as well. But what I was noticing is that the website hadn't received very many hits. In spite of the fact, in fact, pretty much, apart from the few people who I'd specifically asked to check it and sent specific emails to saying, have a look at this, actually it hasn't received any other visits. So I was just there thinking, you know, everybody was asking for it and it's not actually being used. So maybe that means nobody knows about it. So here we are. This is my opportunity to give it a big plug so you know about it. Okay, so the first thing to see is the website address. It's not actually currently part of the main Godston Baptist Church website, because I've set it up separately all on my own, okay, and this is how I've done it. So you go to, and the website is on here at the moment it's in there every week, and in a minute, in a week or two, I'll just get Annie to stop putting the big notice in, but carry on putting the website address on the front page underneath where it says godstonbc.org. But this website, to listen to a sermon, you need to go to gbcsermons.wordpress.com. It's there. It might sound a bit clunky, but that's where it is. Andrew's going to show us how easy it is now. What you'll see is that you'll see a whole list. Andrew, can you scroll down the page for me? You'll see a whole list, every sermon, one after the other, in the main body, and this left-hand column that Andrew's showing us, you can click on one of those sermon series links and you'll see all the sermons on one page in that series. So if you want to see all the Building Bridges sermons, go on, Andrew, you might as well click it. Then it will just load them. Here we are, all the Building Bridges sermons, Building Bridges Foundation Issues, Building Bridges Walk With Your Words, etc., etc. Some entries, like that one there, if I've used extra media, I try and put them in on the entry there. So if I've used a specific picture or referred to a website link in the sermon, it should be there as well. You've got the text for each sermon there, and that's a hyperlink, so that will take you to Bible Gateway with a link, with that text ready there on the page in front of you if you want to follow the pep song. But if you click on one of the links that's kind of separate there, then what you should find is you get to a different page and it will start playing that sermon for you, or it will load it first, and I think you need to click the play button. Depends a little bit on what browser you use and how your computer's set up, but it should still play. Okay, now, it's not just the sermon, because at the moment that takes too much time. Stripping out just the sermon and not recording the whole rest of the service takes too much time. Others. At the moment, it's the whole service. Okay? You can skip through to where the sermon is, and on the more later sermons that I've uploaded, I've put that as part of an entry. I've said the sermon starts at 39 minutes or whatever it is. Okay? And you can just click there. There you go. Click on the link and select Save As or Save Link As. You should be able to download it, and you can copy it off over to your MP3 player or whatever like that, if that's helpful to you and the way you want to use it. Okay? But each one is there, and please use it. Okay? If you get any problems, come and see me, have a word with me. I'll help you out. If you want a, you know, 5 minute, how do I use this again? Happy to talk you through it in front of a computer or an iPad. Works on iPads, works on your tablet, should work on your phone as well. It's all there. Okay? So, that's the first notice. Second notice, very important. Next Saturday, John Archer. This is your last chance. This is the last week to buy tickets for this event. So if you've been going, I won't buy tickets just yet, I'll hold off until a bit later. Well, now is the time. If you've been holding off, now is the time not to hold back any longer, because this is not the only church that's taking part in this. King's Church are, St. Mary's Oxford are, and obviously if they've been having people who are holding back and waiting to buy tickets, and we all buy them this week, some people are going to miss out. So don't make that you. And bring a friend, please. It's the whole point of this event. We want to get more people along to this event, make it an evangelistic service, an opportunity for people to reach out and meet other people. There are two other notices that regard to this. One is that we need some people to do car parking, help with the car parking for this event. If you can do that, if you're happy to operate that, would you please see Phil this week? Speak to Phil this week. He's back tomorrow. We also need people to pray. There is a meeting for prayer on the back of here advertised. I think it's starting at 4 p.m. Can't see it now, but it's there somewhere. Top, and I still can't. At 4 p.m. Please join us for prayer at the Barn Theatre at 4 p.m. So please do that if you'd like to commit the service to prayer. And we'd also love people to be actually praying while the service is happening from 8 till 10:30. If you think that you can do that, can you just raise your hand? If you think, feel like you would be, you're not coming to the event, but you'd like to be able to pray simultaneously with the event, not for the whole time, not for 2.5 hours, although you could do if you wanted. If you felt like really investing in some good time with God, you could spend 2.5 hours in prayer. But, but if you could spare 15 minutes or half an hour, can you just pop your hand up? Malcolm, Poppy, Heather, thank you, Claire, thank you, Andy, thank you, Monica. You can either just go away and resolve to spend some time in prayer. If you wanted to get together, those of you after the service, and just say, I'll do a bit near the beginning, I'll do a bit near the end, you could do it somewhat informally like that. That would be good. But it'd be great to have some people praying for the event while it's happening. Thank you very much. And two other notices. One is that we are looking for somebody to take over the distribution of the Trecossi offering envelopes. This is one of our mission events that happen. One of our people that we give to, one of the mission events, opportunities that we give to regularly. If you give to them and we're happy to take over the distribution and collection of the Trecossi envelopes, would you please see Amanda quickly to try and sort that out, please? Thank you. We're looking for someone to take that over. Not today. No, she's not here today. No, that's right. And finally, our offering today is going to be for Tear Funds Iraq mission, which I think Phil spoke about last week. So, and next week as well, there'll be some envelopes. They should be here. I'll get the envelopes in a moment. So if you are specific, would like to specifically give for that, there are some envelopes that will be going towards that. Anything you normally put in the collection in a normal envelope will go as normal to where you've asked it to be given to. But if you would like to give specifically to that opportunity, that mission, I'm missing a word, the brain lice have eaten it. Yeah. Yes, Malcolm. You may give a notice, yes. So why don't you come and do that while I find the Trecossi envelopes? No, not Trecossi, Iraq. Yes, I'm glad you cleared that up for us. So I've just dotted them around. If you need an Iraq envelope, I've put them on one of the chairs, and there's some more here. Okay, so we've been thinking about changes and about the big change, and we're going to think about some small changes as well. I'd like to show a clip from a film, and this is a film I've used before. This is from Frozen. And if you've not seen the film, you're going to hear from two sisters. And you're going to hear their different perspectives on how they view a big change. And the change that's happening for them, well, the only thing you need to know is that they've been kept in a castle with closed doors for many years.
Ready for what?
Your sister's coronation, ma'am?
My sister's coronation. It's coronation day! It's coronation day! The window was open, so's that door. I didn't know they did that anymore. Who knew we owned 8,000 salad plates? For years I've roamed these empty halls. Why have a ballroom with no balls? Finally, they're opening up the gates. There'll be actual real-life people. It'll be totally strange. Wow, am I so ready for this change? 'Cause for the first time in forever, there'll be music, there'll be light. For the first time in forever, I'll be dancing through the night. Don't know if I'm elated or gassy, but I'm somewhere in that zone. For the first time in forever, I won't be alone. I can't wait to meet everyone. What if I meet the one? Tonight, imagine me gown and all, fetchingly draped against the wall, the picture of sophisticated grace. Oh, I suddenly see him standing there, a beautiful stranger, tall and fair. I wanna stuff some chocolate in my face. But then we laugh and talk all evening, which is totally bizarre. Nothing like the life I've led so far. For the first time in forever, there'll be magic. You always have to be. Conceal, don't feel, put on a show. Make one wrong move and everyone will know. But it's only for today.
It's only for today.
It's agony to wait.
It's agony to wait.
Tell the guards to open up the gate.
Changes that happen in the film. Good changes or bad changes?
Good changes.
Well, there are some of each, aren't there? That's right. Can anyone think of a specific good change that happens in the film? Daniel? Pardon? Discovering, hi, my name's Olaf, and I like warm hugs. Discovering that there's a snowman who's alive, that's quite an exciting change, isn't it? Pardon? Olaf, that's right, he's an exciting change, isn't he? And anyone think of a bad change that happens? George? Okay, so, George, don't say that one. And... did I hear Grace say something? What happens when the whole of the village finds out about Elsa's power? What happens to the village? That's true. I was thinking about a bit before that. Can you remember what happened? We've just seen for the first time in forever, haven't we? Can you remember what happens at the coronation and all of a sudden everyone discovers what's wrong with Elsa? What happens to the village? It gets frozen. Thank you very much. That's perfect. Thank you, Grace. It gets frozen. The whole village freezes. That's a really bad change that happens. And it happens, and it's stuck in an eternal winter. So changes can be good and changes can be bad. And we can look at changes in different ways. And you know, actually, just like the weather in the film changes, Jesus says something about a story where the weather changes... And people have prepared for that change in different ways, in good ways and in bad ways. So I'm just going to read that to you now.